Foster parents are urgently needed to provide loving homes for children. Remy Vista Foster Family Agency provides professional social workers, monthly training, and financial support in a Christian-based atmosphere. Open your heart and your home to a child that needs you. Contact Remy Vista Foster Family Agency here in Chico at 893-4784. That's 893-4784. And make a difference in a child's life today.
Kathy Sewing Vac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sewing Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sewing Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sewing Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase. Pacific Crest Salsa, where salsa meets perfection. The best salsa you've ever tasted. Gourmet salsa, fresh and local. Pacific Crest Salsa, now available at Mangrove Mini Mart. Pacific Crest Salsa.
Welcome to the Big Show.
Eat, cut, go, all way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
When I was in my 20s and 30s, I lived in Las Vegas. I was a sportscaster there having the time of my life. Gambling was not one of my addictions there. But I had a good time there nonetheless, needless to say. My father died when I was living there, and my mother was left alone. And she decided to move to Las Vegas near me. And she took part in the casinos. She liked them. But it never became an addiction for her. It became a pastime. And I worried about it a little bit because, after all, there was some money that my father had left her. And it would be, you know, it was part of the family's money. And I wanted to make sure that it didn't get lost. She had a friend named Carol. And Carol's husband, when he passed away, left Carol about $300,000 to $400,000. Within about a five-year time frame, it was all gone for Carol. And so I saw firsthand how gambling could be something that could be a source of good as a true pastime and something that could be tremendously evil and destroy a life. We're going to be taking on the subject of gambling and whether the religious aspects of it, the addictions of it, is it good, is it bad? What exactly do we think of it? We're going to start the discussion off today with a gentleman named Bob Hayworth. He is a life coach, and he works for The Growing Place. And we'll give you his number later in case you want to ask him questions about maybe addictions or problems or advice you need in your life. But we'll give that number momentarily. For right now, let's introduce Bob. Bob Hayworth, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's start off with just stick with the basics of gambling. How many people do you think in our area, how many gambling addicts do you believe there are?
You know, I don't have any hard numbers on that. I don't know that anybody's done any real research in our area. In any given population, you're going to probably have, you know, 10-12% of the population is going to engage in a behavior in an addictive way. Mm-hmm. And so with what we have, 4 or 5 casinos within mm-hmm. an hour's drive of here, there's liable to be quite a number of people who go and do it in a manner that would probably best be described as an addictive way.
Now, that's a good way to describe an addictive way.
An addictive way would be as opposed to a recreational, you know, I like your description with your mom and her friend Carol. Mm-hmm. An addictive way would be something that no longer you control, but it rather drives or controls you. Mm-hmm. There's a certain compulsive component to that. You also do it in a way that you do it as a substitute, a way of getting away, a way of altering your mood or your circumstances. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way things are going. I think the classic is not so much from gambling, but from alcohol. The person who says, I need a drink. Mm-hmm. I really need a drink. Well, for the gambler, I really need to just go to the casino and drop some coins or play some blackjack or whatever their game of choice is. But they do it to a point where they do it to their detriment. And it becomes something that they no longer have the ability to put down and walk away from.
Interesting.
It becomes a compulsion.
You made me think of something because I was making the comparison to my mom, Kay, mm-hmm. and Carol. And the difference between the two women was that Kay, my mom, had me. She had my love, and she loved me. Carol, at that point in her life, didn't really have anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have anybody to go to. There was no one that loved her or that she loved back. And I wonder if maybe that was part of it, too. And sometimes it just occurred to me that there's when you said there's something missing in their life, maybe it's just people and love that people are lacking, which causes them to get addicted to something. I don't know.
Well, and that may have been where it started.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been a lot of places. I understand that they're very welcoming, and they greet you warmly. They invite you in. They have all kinds. I hear all kinds of things on the radio where people are being offered lots of freebies to draw you in, to make you a part of it. It's a business. And they go out of their way to make sure that you feel as welcome as possible. I mean, the sort of quintessential demonstration of that in television was the TV show Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they aspire to. They aspire to make this a place where people feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
They feel comfortable. It's their first choice of some place to go when they got some free time. And that's what they strive toward.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy, especially for a person like Carol, who, you know, doesn't have attachments, doesn't have strong relationships. Her husband's died. She's kind mm-hmm. of alone. They make her feel welcome. She comes. She stays. And at some point, a line is crossed. There's a point where she begins to do this as a compulsive behavior. Mm-hmm. She begins to do this to exclusion of other things. She does this in place of having other relationships.
I'm speaking to life coach Bob Hayworth with The Growing Place. They're located here in Chico. They help people, addicts, different types of addicts as well, and gives advice on all kinds of issues in people's lives. But right now we're focusing on gambling. And I really like how you say it's you know, because you mentioned, you know, Carol and the valets, they know your name.
Yes,
oh,
they do.
Oh, come on, I'll take care of the car for you. Here, I'll open the door. They make you feel very welcoming. And where does it cross the line? It seems to me it might cross the line where you feel like you need the casino more than you just want to have the casino, where it separates between need and want.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. That's a big point there. And the thing that I always focus in on is it becomes a compulsion.
Uh-huh.
And it's about control. It's about who's in charge of it. And there's a lot of self-denial involved in that, and we can talk about self-denial in a little bit here.
We're going to take a quick break and continue our discussion with Bob Hayworth about gambling. We're first in a long series of discussions on this issue when we come back. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point.
Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Here's a new idea for landscape supplies, low prices. We found the best possible price in town at Focal Point Landscape. They're almost half the price of every other landscape supply in Chico. That's Focal Point Landscape at 570-7805. Only $21 per yard for road base and $19 per yard for pea gravel. Specializing in compost, mulch, and garden soil for only $35 per yard. Call today at 570-7805. 570-7805. Focal Point Landscape, the best price in town for landscape supplies.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM. KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the show. We're beginning a month-long series on gambling, and part of the we'll be talking. We are a Christian station. Sometimes, you know, we don't mean to lose sight of that. We certainly don't want to do that because we're going to be discussing with various pastors about is it a sin? Is gambling a sin? I mean, even a small amount. I mean, there might be those who say, well, you know, there are better things to do with your money than wager it, and you can give it to the church, you can give it to the needy, you can give it to the poor. Is it really okay? I mean, even if it's just, you know, $20 at the blackjack table. I mean, $10 at the blackjack table. I mean, is that really the way you should spend your money when you could do something more with it? And I think that's a legitimate case. Now, that might sound extreme, but maybe not. And we're going to be talking about that as well. But it kind of brings up the question, and the person I'm speaking with today is a life coach, Bob Hayworth of The Growing Place. And if you're interested in speaking with him because you might have some issues that you want to deal with, you know somebody that does, whether it's gambling or other types of addictions or other kinds of life issues, you're welcome to give him a call. His cell number is 321-2687, 321-2687. Can a casino, Bob, be a counterfeit church? People go to seek a god of wealth, prosperity, kind of get a spiritual high there. Is this become like a place of worship?
It can be. It can be a substitute. There's no end to the list of things that can be a substitute for the relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And I suppose... I forget who it was that first pointed it out, but all of these things are an attempt to fill what was described as a God-sized hole in each person's heart. Mm-hmm. That place that should be occupied by a living, vital relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We use untold numbers of things to try to fill that gap in our lives, and gambling can be one of them. We were talking before the break about the TV show Cheers, where everyone knows your name and where everyone's familiar with you and they make you feel very welcome. Casinos buy into that. They do that a lot. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time in my life, probably 20 years ago, when I would go to a bar with friends on a Friday night after work. And then I would go to church on Sunday morning. And it was interesting. I observed the contrast between the two. And candidly, I felt more welcomed at the bar mm-hmm. than I did by people on Sunday morning. And the church has something to learn from that, about how we welcome people in, about how we build community with people, how we engage them, mm-hmm. and how we make them a part, and how we do life together. That's something where I think the church has missed a lot.
That's almost another show.
Oh, it's a whole other series of shows. Yeah. And so all of these things that take the place of God in our lives and the fellowship of faith, they are all counterfeit because they're attempting to replace what we were created to be, which is in relationship with God. I mean, that's the Garden of Eden. And so everything else that we do, whether it's gambling or alcohol or drugs, sex, internet pornography, shopping, working too much, those can all be attempts to fill that void in our lives. And really, only God, through Jesus Christ, can fill that. That's the only way that can be healed.
Bob, are you handling any gambling addicts now?
Not at this present moment. I don't have any clients that are gambling addicts.
Any recently?
No, not for a bit.
Okay. What do you have other life coaches that deal with any of them now?
Well, as life coaches, we are trained not to deal with specific issues, mm-hmm. as you know, as in specifically gambling. Mm-hmm. What we're trained to do is to deal with the matter of addiction in general, mm-hmm. Because the addictive behaviors and the addictive personality have a lot of commonality, regardless of the actual issue that's involved, whether it's gambling or one of the other issues that are normally identified as addictive behaviors.
What are the types of people, what kind of adjectives would you use to describe people who have addictive behaviors?
I would say that a lot of times they are people who have some family of origin issues about identity, mm-hmm. and who they are, and not feeling comfortable or not happy with who they are. A lot of times, especially for the chemical issues, they don't socialize as well as they would like to. Mm-hmm. And so they initially get involved in that because it takes the edge off and it allows them to be more socially interactive, more smoothly. Mm-hmm. The gambling thing, I think you could get hooked on that because of the thing that we were just talking about, how welcome you're made to feel. And if you go to the same casino all the time, why, they learn your name, the parking attendants out front, they learn who you are. Hey, Mr. Hayworth, how are you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. Good to see you. And you walk in, and there's people at the entranceway to greet you. Mm-hmm. There's people that, you know, you go to a particular, if you play a particular game, and there happens to be, the card games all have dealers, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you strike up a conversation one evening with one of them. He's very polite with you. Obviously, they're doing that because they're looking for a tip. Mm-hmm. But it also has the effect of making you feel very welcome.
But they're also getting something in return. That's one of the things I know with addiction. I mean, whether it's drug or alcohol addiction, you're getting something back. A high, something that's good. A sexual addiction, you're getting a pleasure. Addiction of work, you're getting more compensation. And the thrill of maybe winning more money is another part of it as well. We've got to take a quick break. I kind of want to touch real briefly on that as mm-hmm. well, Bob, right after this break.
Let's do it.
The Downtown Chico Business Association invites you to enjoy the annual Taste of Chico, scheduled for Sunday, September 9th from noon till 4. The finest local and regional restaurants, breweries, wineries, and beverage distributors treat the public to fabulous fare while they stroll downtown streets brimming with entertainment, arts, and culture. For ticket information, go to www.downtownchico.com. Don't miss Northern California's premier food and beverage festival. Join us Sunday, September 9th in Downtown Chico. Terra Design and Landscape Consulting serves Northern California with landscape design and irrigation surveys and audits. Their goal is to help you simplify the landscaping process. Whether you're a landscape architect, city planner, developer, landscape contractor, or homeowner, they are confident their service will assist you in implementing your next landscaping project. That's Terra Design and Landscape Consulting. Give them a call to set up an appointment or to discuss how they can serve you. 520-5467. That's 520-5467 for Terra Design and Landscape Consulting.
Treated to an amazing facial or massage from Spa Pyramid for just $120. Just pick up the phone and call 894-4091 to reserve her appointment or purchase a gift card today. Spa Pyramid is located right across the street from Walmart. 894-4091.
Reserve her appointment or purchase a gift card today. Pick up the phone and call 894-4091.
Spa Pyramid, the body and skincare specialist.
This segment brought to you by mwprints.co, home of the high-resolution banner at $299 per square foot with an already prepared design. Don't throw your church or business's money away. mwprints.co. Or call Mitchell at 710-1012.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
For the first time in 12 years, the Ridge Ship in Paradise will have a Republican headquarters. They're celebrating with the ribbon cutting on Friday evening, this Friday, 5:30.
It will be the official grand opening. And, boy, they didn't give us... Oh, here's the address. No, there's no address. Well, this isn't doing me any good. Maybe the guys can get me an address. We know it opens at Saturday morning at the official grand opening, but we're looking for an address. So I'm sorry I even mentioned this. Okay, that happens. So, okay. I'm addicted to news, I guess. I see it and I want to tell people about it. We're speaking about addictions, Bob Hayworth, and he is a life coach for the Growing Place, and he'll be on next week as well. If you're interested in looking for a life coach, if you have issues that you want to deal with and you want some advice, go to 321-2687. Give him a call at 321-2687. You can also go to the website, TG Place, as the Growing Place, tgplace.com, or give him a call, 321-2687, talking about addictions. And you don't have addictions, it seems to me, unless there's some pleasure that is somehow derived from it.
And that's right. We were talking just before the break about the fact that you get a high, you get a rush from doing these things. And that is the hook. And, you know, it's the thing that draws you in. It's the thing that makes it attractive to you. I believe it was C.S. Lewis said that sin always dresses well to please the buyer. And it always does. Sin always looks very attractive at the beginning when you're coming into it. It's really a wonderful high. You feel great. And then once you become accustomed to that, then this wonderful thing called the law of diminishing return begins to take effect. Mm-hmm. And that is that the more times you do a thing, the less gratification you receive from it. Mm-hmm. Example, you go out and you buy a brand new CD, your favorite singer, group, whatever. You listen to it almost constantly for the first 2 weeks. And then you don't listen to it quite so much. And then it gets put in the stack of CDs. And then you don't listen to it hardly ever at all. And then once in a while, it's an old favorite. Mm-hmm. That's the law of diminishing returns. Well, with addictive behaviors, you go back, you don't get the same rush, so you have to up the ante. And for gamblers, you move from I understand that they have tables that have certain limits. So you move from a low limit table to a moderate limit table. Mm-hmm. When that thrill of spending more money and greater risk doesn't do it anymore, then you move over into the high roller section.
Interesting. And of course, the same type of analogy would pertain to other types of, particularly sexual addictions, because the behaviors, the appetite grows, it gets more bizarre, it gets stranger, it gets more unique. And the same with drugs. You go from one small drug to a bigger drug to a harder drug. And you always want to keep upping the ante.
It is. And eventually you get to a place where you, very famously, any number, untold numbers of popular musicians, they drink to go on stage. They take amphetamines to be up for the performance. They take barbiturates to get down after the performance. And it becomes a vicious cycle that you are caught in. Mm-hmm. And you are being controlled by that. And at that point, you have an addictive behavior.
So do you. You're an ordained minister as well. You're a religious man, a Christian. Do you think that gambling in and of itself is a sin?
I think that any behavior that we engage in that takes the place of God in our lives is a sin.
Well, now that might be, well, let's say somebody likes to play sports. I mean, that's just a recreation. Doesn't take the place of God, but you know that's not a sin to play to enjoy baseball or to go to a game or work out.
No, it's probably not. I would say at the very least, gambling is a very unwise use of your money. Here's the thing always to remember about gambling. The house always wins.
Yeah, it does.
Always wins. Mm-hmm.
In the long run, it does. It
absolutely.
Does. Yeah.
Absolutely. And part of that is part of the lure of the addiction is I can break the house. I can do this. I can make the big score. I have heard innumerable stories along the way of people who are in deep and they want one more big score and then they can come out even and then they'll walk away. Well, they never make it because the house always wins.
Yeah. And even when they get that big score, they think, well, you know what?
I'm on a roll. I'm going to go again.
Yeah. Or I won $1,000. I'll put back another $200. That'll be it. And then I'll still come back with $800. I'll feel good.
And see, that's where something we mentioned earlier, denial. Denial is kind of a wonderful thing in that it allows us to avoid having a realistic look at where we're headed in our lives for a very long time.
Right.
Until we absolutely have to face up to it.
Yeah. You know, I, having lived in Vegas, I can tell you that if you are able
to truly say, okay, I have $20 and this is all I'm going to spend. And if I lose it all, I'm literally, and you're able to walk away, it's a lot of fun. And then, likewise, if you say, if I take this $20 and I turn it into $40 and I'm walking away and you're able to do it, I don't know if that, good for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's good, but it's the lure is so strong.
And you know, and in that case, it's the lure of getting something for nothing or for very little, of scoring big for a very small investment. Mm-hmm. But you know what? People do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the scams that come through on the phone and the internet. You know, with a famous Nigerian person who needs to have you send money to them. It's all about getting something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making a shortcut to honest work, honest pay, honest living.
Well, with that, we're gonna wrap up today's show. Bob Hayworth, thank you. So you're going to come back next week.
Yes,
next
I am.
Thursday. And we're going to be continuing this discussion, talking about addictive behavior, specifically gambling. And if you want to give Bob a call, Bob Hayworth, if you're looking for some help, 321-2687, or go to the webpage, tgplace.com. Ken, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So long, everybody. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Everybody is concerned about energy costs today. Leaking air distribution ducts could add as much as 20% on your heating and cooling costs. Air Right Heating and Air is here to help with full service installation and repairs, air duct cleaning and sealing. Call today, 891-4688. Air Right Heating and Air specializes in energy efficient systems and solar installations. Locally owned and operated, owner Steve Antini has been in business for over 20 years. Go online to their website, www.airrite.us, for specials, discounts, and coupons. Air Right Heating and Air at 891-4688. 891-4688.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Bunk beds $2.99.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down and see us, open 7 days a week.
My name is Kim Burke, the owner of Chico's Auto Masters. We believe in providing an automotive service people can trust and rely on. Here at Chico's Auto Masters, we are all invested in the community and are here for the long haul. We believe in taking care of each of our clients. That is why we warranty our work for one full year. We are a full-service automotive shop, anything from an oil change to rebuilding your engine.
That's Chico's Auto Masters at 1334 Park Avenue. Call 899-7194. They're on the corner of Park and 14th Street for all your foreign and domestic maintenance or repairs. Call 899-7194.